the adrenaline that's shooting off in the electricity, he captures it right there on paper.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Hirschfeld.
Well, I've drawn ever since I could hold a pencil. Actually, all kids draw. I just never stopped.
We can go at any time.
Yep.
Welcome back to...
See, it's harder than it looks.
Welcome back to the Hirschfeld Century Podcast. I'm David Leopold, the creative director of the Al Hirschfeld Foundation.
And I'm Catherine Eastman, the archives manager.
And we're here to talk Hirschfeld with you.
Yes, we are. Today is a very special episode, David.
How special?
Like, really, really special. I'm so excited. It is, drumroll please, the What's My Line episode.
I know everybody at home is so excited now, but for one of us, it's a very big deal.
Yes. What's My Line?
Spoiler alert, it's not me.
What's My Line is my favorite television show. I wouldn't say of all time because I really like Lost, so Lost can keep that title. It is my second favorite television show of all time. It's so good.
Now, as a millennial, how in the world would
Did
you...
Did I find what, what's my...
Yeah, how, that is
Well,
insane
it started
thing.
Because of this job, so you're partly at fault.
Do we pay you for it? We're not paying you to watch What's My Line, are we?
I must confess, sometimes I listen to it in the background when I'm working, because you really don't have to see...
I'm putting that in the employee review.
All right, well, it's educational, and I will explain to you why it's also educational. But anyway... Well, I first heard about What's My Line because of my job. There's a wonderful TV Guide portrait that Hirschfeld did.
Oh, great one.
It's wonderful. In 1956. And we were considering it for the Hirschfeld Century book as one to include. It didn't end up making it. But I just fell in love with the drawing. It's a nice piece. John Daly's really big. He's got a nice big smile on his face. The purple curtain is very... I don't know. It's a very nice drawing. I just thought it looked really nice.
And if you're only familiar with Hirschfeld in black and white, when you see these TV Guide covers, they're really...
It's going to blow your mind.
They do.
Yeah. And we have this drawing, and it's stunning.
Yes.
I mean, you would think it was done yesterday, which is a testament to the archive. We keep everything nice and clean, of course.
Says the archives manager.
Yes. Everything is perfect. But it really is stunning to see. So I just fell in love with the drawing. I didn't know who these people were. I'd never heard of What's My Line. I didn't even really care. And then I was introduced to my first Marx Brothers film, Duck Soup, which, of course, is the best, obviously.
That's what you lost your Marx Brothers virginity on?
That is, yep, that's the one. With Robert Bader. Which I
think Marx Brothers expert.
Yeah, if you're gonna, I mean, I had, it was the perfect situation to watch my first Marx Brothers film in Robert Bader's special theater that he was still working on. He was soundproofing it when I was there.
Ladies, he uses this one all the time.
That's so Bader. And he had the Four Cavaliers, and that's my favorite dog. So anyway, Robert's going to come. We're going to do a whole Marx Brothers show. It's going to be great.
Oh, hold your breath.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's where I saw Duck Soup. I fell in love with the Marx Brothers. I thought they were the funniest thing I'd ever seen, which I know no one else had ever thought of before. So then I started, Robert gave me the TV. It's like Marx Brothers TV specials
right.
or whatever. So I watched all those. And then I went on YouTube and just put in Groucho Marx. And although I think Chico's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
All the ladies love Chico. Anyway.
Not all the fathers of the ladies love Chico.
No, definitely not. They all like Zeppo. So anyway, I went on YouTube and looked up Groucho. And I found one of the top things that comes up is the What's My Line episode.
Maybe the most popular episode on What's My Line.
It's definitely the most popular episode of What's My Line. And undisputedly...
If you say so.
You don't even know how to correct it.
I'm not disputing that.
Undoubtedly. The funniest episode of What's My Line from August 1959.
Well, for those people out there listening who may not...
Who are still listening.
Who may be of an age when they didn't see What's My Line on TV when it first ran. Right. What is What's My Line?
What's My Line is a panel game show. And I think it's a game show rather than a quiz show.
Don't they ask questions?
They do ask questions, But I don't see. There are game show people who are gonna write in and say, "No, it's a quiz show," you know. But and that's fine. It's a game show.
Info at alhirschfeldfoundation.org for any of the cranks out there.
I can't wait to get those emails. It was comprised of a celebrity panel of New York sophisticates, as we like to call them.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and basically, so it's called "What's My Line." So the point of the game is to guess a civilian's occupation. And then there, at the end, there'll be a mystery guest, a celebrity mystery guest that you have to choose. So that's the basic premise of the game. It's filmed in New York, so.
And they had lots of interesting people there. So so tell us
about the panel.
Why you've watched so many episodes?
Yeah, so I watched the Groucho episode, and I thought it was it was a funny show. It is a funny show, though not normally as funny as the Groucho episode. So I decided to start watching it from the very beginning, which was
a completist.
I am a completist, so I started from the very beginning. You can find every available episode on YouTube. It's the What's My Line channel. It's incredible, so go check it out. But anyway,
but the internet was created for
obviously. So it started in 1950, and so I've been watching them all the way through. The show was hosted by John Daly, who was a well-respected, well-known ABC newscaster. He broke the news of Pearl Harbor bombing and Roosevelt's death. He was the first reporter, and he was the moderator. And then for the panel, we have Arlene Francis,
who was an actress who appeared on Broadway and in films and was a Broadway first nighter, was a real part of the theater scene in New York.
And the first drawing Hirschfeld did of Arlene was like 1938. So yeah, he'd been drawing her for a while.
He drew her in 5 different stage productions.
Wow. Yeah. And they all look alike. It all looks like Arlene Francis.
Surprisingly, because they all feature Arlene Francis.
All right. Next is Dorothy Kilgallen. She wrote, I wouldn't say a tabloid, but a column called The Voice of Broadway, which was kind of Broadway gossip.
Yeah, Broadway gossip and the news of Broadway. I mean, Broadway in that period, in the 40s and 50s, was a very big part of the entertainment sort of calculus in New York and around the country.
Right. So her, it was the top of the pyramid.
Right.
Of the entertainment.
Well, it was by the 40s and 50s, it was second to films.
Mid-level.
But it was still a very important part. And Broadway was a way of thinking as much of a street in New York, you know. And she captured that sort of Broadway style of thinking.
Right. The other regular panelist is, of course, the ever lovable, everyone's favorite publisher turned game show panelist, Bennett Cerf.
Bennett Cerf helped establish Random House.
Co-founder of Random House.
Was very important, nurtured a lot of important writers mm-hmm. during his career. Also wrote a number of books he wrote for a popular audience.
Yeah.
And he was one of the few book publishers that everyone seemed to know.
Mm.
And he was also a Broadway first nighter.
Right. And he liked, his thing was puns.
Right.
All of the children's books are just a bunch of puns.
Sure.
And yes, I did name one of my dogs after Bennett Cerf.
There's a cure for that.
So it's usually 4 panelists. Steve Allen held a seat from 53 to 54. He left for The Tonight Show in 54.
He was the original host of The Tonight Show.
Right, right. And then he's replaced by another Allen, one that's dear to Hirschfeld, Fred Allen.
Fred Allen was a humorist, was a writer, started off in vaudeville, had an incredible radio show called Town Hall Tonight, where he created all these characters and he wrote all the scripts himself. And Hirschfeld would one time, he and Hirschfeld became great friends very early on. They had dinner with each other almost every week in the 20s and 30s. I don't know how long it went on for, usually Chinese food. But Hirschfeld had said about Fred Allen that he was the only writer who ever wrote more than he could lift. because these scripts for the radio shows where he would create these characters that a lot of them, like his Senator Claghorn, is the model for Foghorn Leghorn, the great Warner Brothers cartoon character. Those characters just sort of entered into public consciousness, those types, really. And Alan that would later on have a radio feud with his friend Jack Benny. And he was
very famous.
Fred Allen, I think, is the first person who said that he had a great face for radio.
Which he did. He's adorable, but he did have a great face for radio.
And he had this very dry wit.
He's very deadpan.
But hilarious.
Oh, just my gosh.
Very, so very funny.
Yeah.
And so he was a member of the panel.
Yeah. And then he died in 1956, very suddenly. After that, it was an open seat, as it were. Celebrity guests would kind of fill in for the fourth spot on the panel.
So Tony Randall was often a guest, a guest panelist.
Yeah, I think he actually holds the record for the. I mean, it's a lot. I don't want to say because I don't want to commit to a number. But anyway, so different celebrities.
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon was on, and I remember the first time Jack Lemmon was on the panel. I screamed. I was like, oh my gosh, that looks just like Jack Lemmon.
So here's a tip for you. Do not sit next to Catherine when she's watching television.
Oh no, it's
screaming
bad.
Is bad.
And it did look just like Jack Lemmon because it is Jack Lemmon.
That is, spoiler alert, it is Jack Lemmon.
What I meant was my only experience with Jack Lemmon was through the Hirschfeld drawings that I would see every day at work.
And Hirschfeld drew and was actually friends with Jack Lemmon, right. And he drew him numerous times, many, many times.
Right. So I've never seen a Jack Lemmon film. I have no connection to him whatsoever. But once I saw him in live and living black and white color, it was like the Hirschfeld drawing had come to life. So rather than an older generation bringing the personality to the drawings, I actually bring the drawings to the personalities.
Right. Well said.
Yeah, which is, it's a lot of fun because, I mean, it happened with Jack Lemmon, but it happens so often with a lot of other people and drawings that I'm like, oh, yes, that looks just like Jeffrey Holder. and it's like, well, it is Jeffrey Holder. Being a millennial is kind of fun that way.
Because, well, and so many of the guests, the people that they're trying to figure out, right. Also have been drawn by Hirschfeld.
Oh, definitely. Almost all of them. I mean, it's definitely who he didn't draw.
It's really a master class in popular culture. Yeah. 20th century popular culture.
Oh, definitely. I say that all the time. I carry the gospel of what's my line and how you really can learn so much because you learn about the different mystery guests, what they were doing at that time. John, you know, is always going to political conventions, so you kind of get a what's happening in the world outside entertainment as well.
Right.
And it's really it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy watching it.
Right. It turns out it's a good sort of foundation document.
Yeah.
To what
for the who's
what,
who in
what was going on in America.
Right.
You know, not all of it, but a lot of it, and certainly entertainment wise.
Right.
Certainly.
And I was thrilled. I think it's July 56 is when this TV guide covers from. And I don't remember the date exactly of the episode, but it's the Sal Mineo episode of What's My Line. It's July 1956. He's the mystery guest. And in the beginning of the episode, they introduce the whole show by saying, please welcome our award-winning What's My Line panel, whose caricatures appear on this week's TV Guide magazine.
I think Hirschfeld needed a better agent. They should have said the Hirschfeld caricatures.
Yeah.
But perhaps... In 1956 America, when you were talking about caricature,
you knew.
You were talking
That's
about
true.
Hirschfeld.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Everybody
and,
knew.
And I think, I have a theory, I have this theory, and you can quote me on it, that
Step
at
back,
one
everybody.
Point, Dorothy thought Hirschfeld was the mystery guest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I really do believe this, and I'm going to have to find the episode because I don't remember. The mystery guest was a writer, and he was a mystery writer in the mid-50s. So that'll narrow it down maybe a little bit. Maybe someone can tell me. And people were asking, are you in the entertainment world? And he said... yes, like in a sense. So it was like he was on, you know, he wasn't a performer or a producer, but he was related to the entertainment field. And it got around to Dorothy, and she said, who always gets it, she always gets it. But it got around to Dorothy, and she said, "Do you have a long beard?" And the guy says no, and it ends up, you know, going to the next person. But I think she thought it was Hirschfeld. And I think someone else had asked, you know, "Did I have dinner at your house recently?" Like, there were a few questions where I was like, they think this is Al Hirschfeld.
Well, and Al Hirschfeld to them was not just an artist, but he was part of their social scene. These, almost everybody, I don't know about John Daly, but almost everybody else was Broadway first nighter.
I don't think Daly would have been a first nighter.
Right. Yeah. But Broadway first nighters in the 50s, that was a social group. There were a lot of shows opening on Broadway. They would get together. I mean, everybody would dress for the opening night. The same people came to the opening night. So this was really part of Hirschfeld's social scene. And he would have seen Dorothy and Bennett Cerf and Arlene Francis. You know, in a given season, he might see them 65 to 75 times. So just think about that. 2 or 3 times a week. For over a 9-month period, it on average.
Right.
So these are people you see a lot, and while there weren't 10, there were probably 100 Broadway first nighters. They all knew each other.
Right.
In fact, Hirschfeld in 1958 immortalized them. Playbill had a restaurant in the Hotel Manhattan, and Hirschfeld was commissioned to create a number of murals, and over the bar was a 35-foot long portrait of Broadway first nighters in front of the theater. And it included about 90 different figures, and including Dorothy Kilgallen, including Bennett Cerf, including Arlene Francis, along with many other people, you know, the critics who came to, you know, they were a big part of Broadway First Nighters. Producers were a big part of Broadway First Nighters. But you had composers, you had Rodgers and Hammerstein, you had Cole Porter, you had Harold Arlen.
Right.
These were all people who saw each other fairly frequently. And that's just at Broadway first nights. They would have seen each other at parties.
Mm.
They would have seen each other at other theater-related events.
Right.
Because these were the people, this is the core of the Broadway scene.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it just goes to show. So trying to guess somebody was Hirschfeld was not so far afield for this group.
And I think I'm going to have to find that episode, and I'll update everybody when I do.
We are all waiting.
But I was so excited. I was like, they think it's Hirschfeld. and he was never on What's My Line.
Although Nina was on To Tell the Truth.
That's right. Yeah, I think in like 71, 72, once it was syndicated. And I've been trying to find it. Because it would just be fun to watch.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, but it's hard
to tell the truth was a very similar program that people often confuse with What's My Line.
Right, yeah.
But they were different.
Right. I often get people saying, "Oh, I love What's My Line. Kitty Carlisle was on it." She was To Tell the Truth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to do a quick corrections corner. I was talking about this TV guide drawing as if it was done in July 1956. It was done in July 1957.
I didn't want to burst your bubble.
Well, you should have told me, because now I'm giving out all this false information.
Okay.
Oh, now I look like an idiot.
No, don't worry. It's not now.
So we talked about...
So when was the last time he drew What's My Line?
Oh, the last time I guess that would be like the CBS drawings. He did like a series of CBS, every night of CBS's lineup.
Yeah, 1962, yeah. CBS.
And What's My Line was on Sunday, every Sunday night, from 1950 to 1967. It's the longest running primetime game show in history.
There you go.
I'm the biggest fan of What's My Line.
I believe there's a whole Facebook group of What's My Line fans who may differ on that.
Well, that's true. We're all the biggest What's My Line fans.
That is true.
They would all agree.
That is true.
But yeah, the CBS drawings.
That in 1962, CBS, the art director there, Lou Dorfman, decided the best way to promote CBS's new season was to have Hirschfeld draw every single show. Mm. And these would be put together in an insert in newspapers all across the country. And he did not only individual drawings of all the shows, he did composites of each night on CBS. And these were used in promotion and also in these newspaper inserts at the beginning of the season. Hirschfeld, when he took the assignment, which he felt was the biggest assignment for caricature of all time, mm-hmm. and it may very well be to do, he did over 100 drawings. Wow. He took it on one condition. He told Lou Dorsman that he would be willing to do it for the price that Dorsman offered, on one condition, that the drawings would not be sent to anybody for approval. That if they wanted Hirschfeld, they were going to get Hirschfeld. And he didn't want the stars, the producers, the directors, the sponsors to start saying, oh, no, we, you know, make him look a little bit younger, or her hair doesn't always do that. He right. wanted to do it.
Well, that would be a lot of people that have to, that would have opinions if he let.
Oh,
if
right.
he let everybody get approval, that would.
Yeah, Hirschfeld did a wonderful book in the '50s, 1951, called "Show Business Is No Business," and
it's right here under my microphone.
Yeah,
my we'll microphone talk about is that later. Sitting on "Show Business Is No Business."
Well, there's a great drawing in there of a bunch of cleaning people gathered around a desk, obviously looking at like set designs for a show. And underneath it, Hirschfeld's put "the experts."
That's good.
And it went great. People loved it. That CBS series. The only person to complain was Alan Funt, the producer and star of Candid Camera,
right?
Which, you know, was a show dedicated to making people look foolish.
Right.
And he complained that Hirschfeld had made him look like a gorilla. And when Hirschfeld was asked about that, Hirschfeld replied, "It's not my doing. It's God's work."
That's good. And that was on, that was the Sunday night. That was the Sunday night lineup. So that's right. The one that has "What's My Line" in it.
Oh, but right.
But there's one from every day of the week. There's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so on and so
plus
on.
Plus their specials. Right. Plus their news coverage, oh, which right. also that's finishes with a drawing of John F. Kennedy.
Right, right. Okay. I thought that was part of the CBS series. That's
oh, yeah.
interesting.
There's one of sports.
Oh, yeah. Right. That one.
Yeah. A subject Hirschfeld knew nothing about.
It's the football one, yes. right? It's like football players in a cloud of dust.
It's football players, it's horse racing,
oh,
baseball.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of like an individual football one.
The last drawing I think he did of anybody on
What's My Line
was in 1969. He did this funny drawing called "The Commercial Tree," and it featured personalities who did a lot of commercials. And along with Arthur Godfrey and Lena Horne and who else was on there? Miss Universe, Pat Carroll. Was Arlene Francis, because she did lots of advertisements on television.
She was a very beautiful woman. She was very well spoken, and she had a great wit.
Right.
So she was
very
kind
vivacious.
Of the, she was the complete package.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
If you had, I think that's how I would describe her. There's also a lot of Collier's drawings of everybody on the panel, which I always talk about how I love the Collier's drawings. There's one of Arlene in Woman of the Year.
Right.
There's an ad. I guess this isn't a Collier's drawing, is it? But there's an ad of Dorothy. It's like a cocktail ad.
For a scotch or something.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Vermouth, I think.
Is it? There's that. And then there's a great drawing of Steve Allen at a piano. That was a Collier's drawing. And then there's one of Bennett Cerf and his wife Phyllis Cerf, who was the editor who discovered, or she made Dr. Seuss. Editor.
Right. She, her one of her first editors at children's book imprint at Random House was a guy by the name of Ted Geisel, who is Dr. Seuss to everybody else.
Yeah.
So she played a very important role. And the Collier's drawing is great because it shows the Cerfs coming into Lindy's, which was a showbiz hangout, to meet up with Irving Berlin and his wife after the original film premiere of White Christmas.
So did everybody like it?
It's a real, oh, of course.
They like it.
It's called a classic for a reason.
I won't say that I haven't seen that one either, but I haven't seen that one either. Let's see. What else? What's My Line? I think we've covered a lot of ground.
Sure. No, we. I think it's an appropriate show for Hirschfeld because what's my line?
Yes, yes. I always like that too.
It was a show that, as Catherine has shown, really can give people an idea of what was going on. So if you want to know about the people in Hirschfeld drawings or anything else in sort of mid-20th century America, that's a great show to watch.
Yeah. And actually, there's also, speaking of other things in 20th century, there's an episode where a man from Kentucky comes in and writes his name on the board, and his name is Colonel Sanders, and he's in an all-white suit, and he sits down, and, you know, we secretly tell the audience that he owns a chicken restaurant, fried chicken restaurant, and Arlene is totally in love with him. She's like, "You look so dashing and dapper," and no one knows who he is, and it's Colonel Sanders, of course, of KFC fame. But I think this was like mid-60s, and no one knew who he was. I think that's probably like the most famous person that came on that wasn't famous, right? You know, that later became famous. And so there's fun things like that, too. Hugh Hefner's on the panel once.
Oh, that's
so
great.
There's everything. Some of it for everybody. But yeah, you do learn a lot. And I always say it makes me better at my job.
And that's what we like here at the Al Hirschfeld Foundation, our archives manager, to be better at her job.
Yeah, I've seen half of a Jack Lemmon film. I'm working on it.
Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable.
Hey, I've seen a lot of Marx Brothers. I've seen all the Paramount films.
Which Hirschfeld did not draw at all.
Yes, well, I watched half of Night at the Opera, but again, not the best. That's another episode. So as sad as it makes me, I think the What's My Line episode has to come to an end. This is probably the most I'll ever talk on any episode.
Is that a promise?
Unless we do an Elvis or Bobby Kennedy episode, this is the most I'll ever talk.
We're not doing a Bobby Kennedy episode.
What?
Yes.
We might do an Elvis episode.
Maybe. Believe it or not, there's more drawings than you might imagine.
Yeah, and they're all very, very nice.
Yes.
They really do.
And captured them all throughout his career.
Right. What was the earliest one? 54?
Yeah, 54, 56. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is 56. Anyway, story for another day, as David likes to say.
Exactly. thank you very much for listening. If you enjoy the podcast or don't hate it, please write a review on iTunes. That helps other people learn about it.
Yep. You can go to our website, alhirschfeldfoundation.org. Look up all the What's My Line drawings or any drawing.
Any drawing.
And then alhirschfeldfoundation.org/podcasts with an S at the end. S for...
silly.
Steve Allen.
Steve Allen.
As for Steve Allen, that's where the show notes will be and all the episodes. Follow us on Facebook, the Al Hirschfeld Foundation. We post something every day.
Every day.
Yep. And then Twitter and Instagram, we also post.
We post every day on Twitter. And we respond to questions on Twitter. So at Al Hirschfeld, tweet us, leave us a message on our Facebook page, or write to us at the foundation at info@alhirschfeldfoundation.org with questions, or if you've got an idea that you'd like to hear on the podcast, we'd love to hear what you want to hear
definitely.
About.
Definitely. We want to hear suggestions and all that jazz.
Well, so long. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks. Bye.